The Nightingale Conant Corporation is pleased to introduce to you The Psychology of Selling. You're about to hear a million-dollar master, Brian Tracy, and he's going to share with you the ideas and approaches used by most of the big money makers, the superstars of selling. As a salesman, Brian began setting sales records at age 11. He's rehearsed sales presentations in parking lots, eaten on the run, done his share of cold calling and sitting in unfriendly waiting rooms, and closed those once-in-a-lifetime sales most of us just dream about. There are several reasons why Brian Tracy is the ideal author-narrator of this program, in addition to the fact that he's been in sales himself. He's also been in business for himself, so he understands selling from the other side of the desk. And he's also served many top corporations as a consultant in sales training or as a sales trainer. You know, it's one thing to do it yourself. It's quite another to teach someone else. Brian Tracy has that gift. For instance, he knows there's not only one selling type or one selling personality, but many. He doesn't expect you to fit any preconceived mold he's constructed. Rather, he's constructed his material so it is easily assimilated by anyone in sales. He presents it cafeteria style, so you can choose what will work for you and pass by what won't. Brian Tracy will make this audio cassette learning experience fast, easy, and fun. He's entertaining, and he knows his stuff. His material is aimed at increasing the sale of your product or service, and in dealing with the unique requirements of your industry and the competitive pressures you face. This is the same material many companies pay $5,000 for their people to hear. It is presented live and taken from his seminar on selling. You'll find it fast-moving, high-powered, and idea-packed. And now, here is Brian Tracy.
The most important thing that we have to understand in the world of selling is that nothing happens until a sale takes place. That salespeople are the forerunners of progress and always have been throughout all of history. There is a bias in our society, an almost unspoken bias against salespeople. Many salespeople are embarrassed or even shy about admitting that they're in sales. They think that being in sales is somehow something that you do when you can't get an honest job. Have you ever been to a social engagement or a party and somebody says, "What do you do?" And you say, "Well, I'm in sales." They say, "What would you really like to do?" In our universities, selling is not taught. They teach marketing, and when the fact is that the most successful organizations in the world are all superb selling organizations. They recognize that they have certain products and they have certain services, but they rise or fall on the quality of their sales effort. I think one of the best examples of this is IBM, one of the finest, perhaps the finest corporation in the world, and they put hundreds of millions of dollars a year into training their salespeople because they know they could have the best products in the world, but if their salespeople cannot sell them, they're not going to be successful. They never, never lose their focus on the importance of the selling effort. It's very important for us, in terms of our success, to understand that what we are engaged in is an honorable profession. As a matter of fact, sales is the oldest profession. There are many people who think that something else is the oldest profession, but that's just a subsection of sales. The fact is that we can be proud to be salespeople because it is upon our efforts that the whole economy floats. All the people who hold up their noses at salespeople depend for their existence, depend for their livelihood, depend for their rent and their food on the salespeople. Every government bureaucrat who lives off of tax revenue has to survive because of private sector corporations who have salespeople who earn profits that pay taxes and pay wages and pay everything else. So never, never be shy about saying that you're a salesperson. Salespeople also, I think, are in the most wonderful profession in the world because there is no limit on where you can go in this profession. There's no ceiling on your income. There are, in many cases, there's no floor either, but nonetheless, there's no ceiling. If you are properly trained and skilled and selling the right product in the right market, there is an unlimited amount of money that you can make. And salespeople, professional salespeople, are some of the highest paid people in the world. It's the only field in the world where you can start with very little skill or training coming from any background and in a matter of 3, 6, 9, 12 months be making an outstanding living if you're properly trained to do it. And today we want to give you some tools that will help you be properly trained to do it.